I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. New Yorkers and visitors from all over the globe lined Fifth Avenue today for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Washington caught the spirit, too. President Obama met at the White House with Ireland's Prime Minister, Brian Cowan. All took note of Ireland's rich culture and history. But in Ireland itself, part of that legacy is in danger. The Irish language, or Gaelic, has been something the Irish learn in school, but don't speak much at home. A few years ago, Irish filmmaker Manahon McGann made a TV show in which he traveled around the country speaking nothing but Irish.
There are areas in the west coast of Ireland, Irish-speaking areas, and I've been living in those for a while, where all of business and all of transactions are done through Irish. And it just struck me, I wonder what would happen if I, you know, stepped foot outside these regions. Now, in theory, in the national census, 41% of the country will claim they speak Irish. So I thought, you know, the majority of people I met would, well, 40%, not quite the majority, would speak Irish. But when I went out, I realized they didn't. And not only that, but they were afraid and ashamed and didn't want to even be confronted by someone speaking Irish. And in my first few days in Dublin, I got basically shouted at and abused and kicked out of shop. So it seems there's a confusion. We want to claim we speak Irish, but for some reason we have this guilt and we have this shame, which has a lot to do with our past relationship with the language, which means it doesn't really function at present.
And some of your journey was quite comical, yes? There's a moment when you busk on the streets of Galway singing songs with absolutely filthy lyrics and no one understood the filth you were spewing.
Exactly. I was just seeing how far I could push it. So when I went down to, you know, the beautiful town of Killarney, and there I wanted to get local people on the street to help me rob the bank. So I'd asked them in Irish, but they just sort of smiled wanly at me. In the same way, as you said, when I was singing absolute filth on the streets of Galway, and if I had been singing those words in English, I would have immediately been arrested. And, you know, nobody understood. There were nice old ladies tapping along. So it was a lonely trip because, you know, after a while, after the first few days and weeks of just not being understood, of never having a conversation, of constantly being served the wrong food, the wrong clothes, the wrong haircut, using the native language of your country, it just gets confusing.
So who is speaking Irish in Ireland today, and why do they speak it?
You know, part of the reason that the older generation don't speak it is because we were taught it like it was agenda-laden. It was a weapon against England. It was laden with sort of Catholic and tradition, and it was so complex. Fortunately, the younger generation have none of those hang-ups. They are taking it on board as just any other language. And there's now a very cool and very trendy Irish language television station. So these young people are eager, are enthusiastic, and are creating a whole new version of the language for themselves. So if that momentum is kept up, then there's every hope, you know, that it can thrive, it can find a new life for itself.
Journalist and playwright Manahon McGann in Collinstown, Ireland. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.
For more stories on Irish and many other languages, check out our weekly podcast, The World in Words. You can find that at theworld.org/language.